Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizabid said the Ministry of Health is working to ensure that another major spike of COVID-19 does not take place in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. As a result of this, she's appealing to Vincentians to continue to wear their mask and practice the COVID-19 safety protocols. Dr. Kizabid noted that the more responsible people are, then this will result in fewer cases of COVID-19.
As we move forward, a lot of persons took the removal of the mass gathering restrictions to mean the removal of mask requirement. The requirement to wear masks in public spaces, so you go into a public government building, you go into a private space to which the public has access to, that is a store, a business place, masks are still required. Masks are still required in the vans. That was never removed. And why is that? Because you recognize that St. Vincent is still a very vulnerable place. We only have 30% of our persons vaccinated. COVID is very active. We note the numbers in the U.S. where admissions to hospitals are going back up. All around the region, we have places recording increasing admissions, increasing cases. In St. Vincent, we have increasing cases. So the likelihood of you being infected when you go into a van and you don't wear your mask and no one else in the van is wearing a mask, you go into a fete and they're not following the protocols is very high. So we urge everybody, look after yourself, look after your neighbor, wear your mask, sanitize, space as much as you can, open those windows in the van, don't be jammed up. Take care of yourself so that we can all move forward and not have another death and not have another increase in these numbers into a major spike.
In Barbados, the COVID-19 death toll has risen to 467 after two more women passed away from the virus. One of the women, who was 77 years old and vaccinated, died on Tuesday, June 7th, while the other, aged 90, passed away on Wednesday, June 8th. She was unvaccinated. Barbados's Minister of Health and Wellness, Ian Gooden-Edgehill, had extended condolences to their loved ones. Internationally, the Food and Drug Administration said it needs to review changes to Novavax's manufacturing process before it can authorize the biotech company COVID-19 vaccine in the United States. The FDA's Committee of Independent Vaccine Experts on Tuesday voted overwhelmingly to recommend Novavax vaccine for use in the U.S. after an all-day meeting in which they reviewed data on the shot's safety and effectiveness at preventing COVID. During the pandemic, the FDA had moved quickly to authorize COVID-19 shots after the committee had given its endorsement. Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson vaccines received FDA authorization the day after the committee recommended their use in the U.S. FDA authorization of a Novavax vaccine could take longer. The FDA in a statement said Novavax informed the agency of changes to its manufacturing process on June 3rd, just days before the committee was scheduled to review its vaccine safety and efficacy data. FDA spokesperson Abby Copabianco said they would carefully review this and any additional information submitted by the firm as part of its ongoing assessment and prior to authorizing the vaccine for emergency use. FDA authorization will allow Novavax to start shipping doses to the U.S. from its manufacturing partner in Serum Institute of India. However, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention would still need to sign off on the vaccine before pharmacies and other healthcare providers could start administering the shots. I'm Donnie Collins with today's COVID-19 update.